This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia pounded Ukraine with missiles on Thursday. A morning rush hour assault killed at least one person in Kyiv and left critical infrastructure damaged in the Black Sea region of Odessa. A spokesperson for Ukraine's state emergency service said a total of 11 people were killed during the Russian strikes throughout the course of the day. The missile strikes followed a drone attack overnight and came a day after Ukraine secured pledges of modern battle tanks from Germany and the United States to beef up its troops. In an interview, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he welcomed the news that the U.S. and Germany will send tanks to Ukraine.
I'll be careful going into exactly how quick this can go, but I know that the allies are extremely focused on the importance of speed, of getting training and the actual delivery of battle tanks as quick as possible.
French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna arrived on Thursday in Odessa, the strategic port city on Ukraine's Black Sea coast. During her visit, she announced a new package of aid for the International Atomic Energy Agency to help with the monitoring of Ukraine's nuclear sites. She says the International Atomic Energy Agency has recently been able to conduct a mission in Ukraine that allowed for IAEA staff to be permanently present in each of the Ukrainian plants. This has been done. I am glad to announce that France will award 3 million euros in aid to the IAEA so that it can do this work and keep staff on site permanently. UNESCO, the UN cultural agency, on Wednesday designated Odessa's historic center as a World Heritage in Danger site. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Taliban in Afghanistan are rapidly